Swifties, are you Taylor Swift ready? Because the players are
Dave Moore getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.
Welcome back to Taylor Swift Ready, the podcast around the room. I'm Dave Moore. I've got Cathal Minogue. I've got Emer Shannon. And we are talking Swifties today. And I mean big Swifties. So in my house, I have four kids. I have a wife. I have her parents staying with us at the moment. But there's only one Swiftie. And that's one of my twin daughters, Anna. Not Nina, the other one. Who doesn't mind Taylor Swift?
Yeah, like, as in, yeah. How does that work?
Pretty good, actually. Because
I would say it's easier for you.
It is easier for me. There's only one set of Taylor Swift friendship bracelet kits that need to be bought. I like Nina's, though. Her attitude to it is like, I know I'm banking kind of goodwill.
Yes.
So when I turn around and say, right, do you remember the way Anna got? And there's a list of things.
Yeah.
Well, then I want to. So I'm just waiting for, I'm trying to figure out what it is she's really going to want. I think she wants me to take her to Old Trafford.
I was going
to
say, you hope, yeah.
No, I but I genuinely think she's, and not I to do. See Taylor Swift play
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
She's playing the long game, which
yeah.
I like.
Yeah, she's a smart cookie from that point of view. So she's letting Anna away with all her Swiftiness. And look, will I get to take Anna to Taylor Swift? I genuinely don't know yet. I'm hopeful. We'll wait and see. But if I do, that will then be, Nina will be like rubbing her hands in glee and going,
sitting
right.
at home that night on booking.com going,
I want to go see Man United in San Diego, Daddy.
Pre-season.
Yes, exactly. Carl, you've Swifties in your house.
Well, I didn't realize until Christmas time that my two sisters are big Taylor Swift fans.
Right.
But I think my oldest sister, Orla, she's the Swiftie.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, because I know, you know, it's a fine line, isn't it? Like, what's, you know, how...
Yeah.
Big of a Swiftie are you?
I think if you are a Swiftie, you are a Swiftie. I think whether you're the smallest or the biggest ever, but I think there is an identification. There's a point where you go, I am a Swiftie.
Yeah.
There's a point where a lot of us just go, she's great. She's a great singer. She seems like a great person.
I like her songs. It's, I like her music.
Yeah. You know, all that kind of stuff. But then there's a point where you go, no, I'm actually a Swiftie.
Just be Swiftie.
So, yeah, my eldest sister Orla didn't realize it, right? But you remember the office Christmas party here? We get to spin a wheel and there's
the
goodies.
Wheel of Fortune. There's goodies attached.
And
that's right. You got Taylor Swift tickets.
I got Taylor Swift tickets, right? And at the time, like, oh no, there was always the hype even when they were going on sale.
Oh,
but like, at the time, I still did not realize. When I got them in my hand, I did not realize how big of a thing this is to have these two tickets.
So just very quickly, paint a picture, right? This is the way it works. You go upstairs in Today FM to a different floor. And in a kind of a TV studio is where you spin this big wheel with our CEO, and Chris, the CEO, then like whatever comes up on the thing, he hands it to you. But you do it in isolation, whereas everybody, because we work for a huge company with loads of radio stations all around the country, we all watch on our computers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all watching collectively, people on the office, people in studios, we're all watching as a group, but you go up as an individual. So Carl was like, okay, cool, thanks. Like the reaction on the floor was, oh my God, he got Taylor Swift. Like, because nobody knew they even had Taylor Swift.
No, and for reference, the prizes can vary from
Bag of cans.
I'd like to point out I won a defunct scratch card. So that was cool. Right up the way to Taylor Swift tickets. But no, as you said, no one knew.
No one knew.
Was tickets for other gigs, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But no one knew that. And he was those cash. You're like, our WhatsApp group has gone berserk. And he's like, what?
And that's the thing, because someone in this building, remember, he won an air fryer.
That's right.
And straight away he messaged me and says, I'll swap for the air fryer. And I was like, I remember going into you asking, Dad, would I swap this for the air fryer?
You're in the market for it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really, I prefer the air fryer than going to Taylor Swift.
That's
personally.
12 air fryers you have in your hand there,
like,
my friend.
No, stop.
Don't swap it.
Anyway, I went home that weekend. I went home and I told my mom, I was like, oh, by the way, actually, I won two Taylor Swift tickets and work, and I don't know what to do with them. And she's like, oh my God, you do know about Orla, don't you? And I was like, no. She tried for like all the UK. She lives over in Edinburgh.
So she tried trying every...
all the UK gigs, all obviously the Dublin ones, across Europe, trying to get tickets. Herself and my sister Darvila could not get them. And I never realised that this was a thing. Anyway, so I was like, ma'am, do not tell them that I have the tickets. And then on Christmas morning, I did like a reveal video thing.
Look at this.
I made like a proper video, edited like with an old countdown. And I was like, okay, Orla and Dervla, sit, like, obviously, yeah. we're all watching this on the TV. Yeah, it's very extra, but I was like, come on, I'm the showbiz. And then it was like 3, 2, 1. And then like Taylor pops up and is like, hi, it's me. I'm the, whatever the lyrics are. And the two of them just went absolutely mental. Oh. I was like the king of Christmas.
Epic, yeah. epic, epic. Well,
next year is going to be fun for you and for you, Dave.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Keep your expectations low. Very low. Scratch cards.
Well, you might think that Orla is as big a Swiftie as they come, but she is not as big a Swiftie as Dylan Rogers, the man who I spoke to, who is travelling around Europe going to as many Taylor Swift shows as possible.
Hey Dave, how's it going?
Things are going well. What country do I find you in today?
Unfortunately, I am back in Dublin at the moment. Bit
That's
of a
surprising. Yeah.
I unfortunately wasn't able to get tickets to her Edinburgh, Cardiff or her London Part 1 sessions.
Right, right, right. Well, listen, the reason you are disappointed to not have tickets to those is because you have tickets to so many Taylor shows. So the last time we spoke, you were telling me about your plan, which was to go and see, am I right, thinking 23 different Taylor shows?
That is right, yes.
So how many have you seen?
So since then, I think when we previously spoke as well, I was still talking about trying to get her first shows in Paris.
Yeah.
I was successful in that.
Yes, well done.
So I've got to see her 3 times in Paris, her first 3 opening nights, which is amazing. And I've currently seen her 11 times.
Now, 11 times in your life or 11 times on this Eras tour?
11 times just in this era, sir.
Wow. Oh my God, this is so incredible. Okay, so 11, and does that mean you've 12 to go?
I have, I think, 15 more to go. So,
so even more than 23.
I managed to get a lot more tickets. I've gotten the last 2 shows in London as well. It's just been a chaotic past few weeks since we last spoke.
What an incredible past few weeks. So has it lived up to the hype? Are you as excited about the next show as you were about the first show?
Definitely.
Right.
I feel like every time I've been telling everyone about this, their first question is always, will you not get bored after the first 2 or 3? I can say with 100% confidence now that that is not going to happen. After after the 5th night, it's like, this is such an experience.
Oh, wow.
You're never going to get bored.
It's not like a movie. Like, we're not going to give away spoilers in the sense that it's going to ruin anything for anybody. But I mean, is there a moment in the show that you now look forward to each time, or does it change from location to location, gig to gig?
I think for me, it's the surprise song section.
Okay.
So I'm sure if everyone's following along, she does.
Well, imagine for a second that we're not. Explain the surprise song section.
So towards the end of her set list, just before she finishes on her last era, there is a surprise song section, which is done acoustically. One song by guitar, one song by piano. In that section, she could sing literally any song.
Right.
It could range from a song from her debut era, or it could be something brand new.
Oh, and I suppose, so is the gig divided entirely into eras in the sense that you get the early era at the start of the gig and finish with the most recent stuff, or does that chop and change?
I believe it's most recent. No, sorry. Yes, it chops and changes. So you could have one late era at the beginning.
Gotcha.
And then it goes
to
one of the first eras.
Whatever she's feeling.
The only downside is she doesn't really do anything from her debut era, which is disappointing.
Yeah.
You can always hope for something like that in her surprise song section,
because
which I was lucky enough to kind of experience.
Right. And have you got anything from the debut era? Because that song that she has about our song is a slam screen door, like, that's one of my favorites, and I'm just wondering, will I get to see that if I get to see Taylor?
Well, Dave, she did sing this night 2 in Madrid, so I'm not sure if she's going to sing it soon again.
Damn.
But you can always hope.
Oh, you can vote.
No, not hope, not vote.
Oh, hope. I was getting my phone out there to start televoting to try and get.
I'm sure if you ask her nicely on Instagram or whatever.
Well, actually,
she will take that in consideration.
Yeah, that was another part of your original quest, and the conversation that we had was that you really wanted to see if you could attract Taylor's attention. You know, you're going to like 26 Taylor Swift shows. Is there a chance she'll see you or recognize you, or at the end of the 26 shows go, oh my God, Dylan, you've been here the whole time?
So far, it's been unsuccessful, but I like to think in my mind that during some of her songs, she's pointing out to me in the crowd. Like, I have several pictures where it does look like she's just pointing at me. So that's what I'm taking away from this is that although she's not recognizing me formally, she's pointing me out in the crowd and mentioning, hey, there you are, I see you.
Fingers crossed, then she will at some point recognize the dedication. And it is unbelievable dedication. I mean, I know you've taken time off work to do this. It's obviously going to cost you a lot of money with travel and tickets and everything like that. So, like, what do you think it takes to be a Swiftie, even if it's not at the level that you are? Like, is there anything in particular, you know, that people should do or need to do, or how do you feel about it?
I don't think there's anything in particular that you need, in a sense, to become a Swiftie. Generally, everyone comes from all walks of life. Like, there could be someone in their 60s that loves Taylor Swift, or someone that's just starting out to love Taylor Swift. But the only thing they have in common is that they're always extremely open, friendly. Everyone I've met during the Eras Tour, they've been nothing but kind. It is a safe space of sorts. You can be whatever you want, whoever you want, and act whatever way you want at those concerts. And no one's there to judge you. I think everyone's there is to just enjoy Taylor and her music and just experience the Eras Tour in its full essence. So that's what I think what it takes to become a Swiftie is just to be non-judgmental and friendly and honest with everyone from all walks of life.
Fantastic. And tell me this, have you met anybody at the shows who's doing something similar to you and attending multiple shows that you now are kind of, you know, when you rock up to Madrid or Paris or wherever, you'll go, oh, hey, it's that guy that I saw over here, that lady that was in that show.
So I haven't met them in person, but I did see on Instagram that there was someone from Australia that is doing 89 Eras Tour shows.
Oh my
now,
God.
Now, I reached out to him immediately asking how was that possible, because in my mind, that's like insane commitment. But he's traveling the US, he's traveled Europe, he's traveled Asia just to see Taylor Swift 89 times. And I'm there wondering, like, how do I get to that level? And how do I get what kind of job he has?
Yeah, there you go.
That many more shows. So yeah. It was disappointing to know that there's someone out there that's one-upping me. But in my mind, I'm still kind of in a great place. I can still see Taylor at least another 15 times.
Listen,
before the
tour. I think you are definitely, you're plowing your own furrow here, in fairness to you, Dylan. This is absolutely amazing dedication. I really, really hope that at some point she gets to understand and recognize that Dylan is in there in the crowds. Maybe it'll be in Dublin, who knows? But listen, Dylan, thank you so much for taking the time, and best of luck at the rest of the 15 gigs. And hopefully Taylor will be waving at you for real at some point.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Dylan. Bye.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Swifties, are you Taylor Swift ready?
Listen to Dave Moore from 9 a.m. for your chance to win. Helping get you Taylor Swift ready only on Today FM.